You're listening to SBS News.
Ukraine's president has repeatedly warned Russia's invasion of his country is just the beginning, and Russia will seize territory in other countries as well. Volodymyr Zelensky says what's taken place in a part of Moldova shows that country is vulnerable. There's been a series of attacks in the Transnistria region, which is a Russian-backed breakaway territory that's been under the control of separatist authorities since 1992. They took control following the collapse of the Soviet Union, which saw a conflict between the newly independent nation of Moldova and the separatists who wanted to maintain the Soviet ties. The latest incident saw two explosions damage two radio antennas used to broadcast Russian radio in the region. No one has claimed responsibility, but the Ukrainian president is convinced it's the work of Russian special forces.
Ми чітко розуміємо, що це один із кроків Російської Федерації, ще одні, це вже
We clearly understand that this is one of the Russian steps. The special forces are working there. It's not just about fake news. And the reason is clear. In order to destabilize the situation in the region, to threaten Moldova by showing that if Moldova supports Ukraine, then there will be these or those steps.
Moldova's president Maia Sandu called an emergency meeting of the country's Security Council and says the blasts are the work of pro-war forces wanting to destabilize the region.
Analizele noastre la această oră arată că există tensiuni între diferite forțe din interiorul.
Our analysis indicates there are tensions between different forces within the region who are interested in destabilizing the situation. This makes the region of Transnistria vulnerable and creates risks for Moldova.
Transnistria is home to about 470,000 people, and Russia has about 1,500 troops permanently stationed there, calling them a peacekeeping force. But Volodymyr Zelensky says those troops are combat ready and could be ordered to attack Ukraine from the west.
Що стосується тих чи інших російських військ, які постійно присутні на території тимчасово окупованої частини Молдови.
As for the Russian troops that have been constantly stationed at the temporarily occupied territories of Moldova, in particular at the Transdniester for many years, we know that they are in constant combat readiness, waiting for an order. But we understand their power. The Ukrainian armed forces are prepared for them and are not afraid of them.
An academic at the Chatham House think tank in London says Russia could well attack Moldova if its invasion of Ukraine ultimately proves successful. Associate Fellow in the Russia and Eurasia program at Chatham House, Katerina Wulchak, says the recent bombings could be a sign of Russia's territorial ambitions. She says if Russia is successful in southern and eastern Ukraine, it could turn its attention to Moldova.
Moldova has a large contingent of Russian speakers, not only in Transnistria, but in Moldova proper. And they've been real sort of effort to mobilize Russian speakers in favor of the war in Ukraine. So Moldova is something that Russians would like to see in Ukraine. The Russian war and the Russian forces actually being welcomed by the Russian speakers and ethnic Russians in Moldova. And this may also be something that they really would like to see.
Greg Diet, SBS News.